that he paid the price for all sin, and I now am no longer a slave to sin. I don't have to sin anymore. It has now become a choice. Just like whenever the first time I was married, of course, divorce never entered my mind because I made a pact and a covenant with Betty, my first wife, that I would marry her till death do us part. And I meant that. And so the little bitty disagreements we had, and I only had one serious disagreement with her my entire life. We had a few little disagreements, but nothing that was serious except one. We had one later on in life, and it kind of blew my mind that day that it happened. But, you know, when she said something to me that I never dreamed she would say to me about something I was going to do, because she had never done that in her life, I was awestruck. I'd never heard this come out of the wife of my in the mouth of my wife in my whole all those years. But obviously that day her hormones or something were flowing in a different direction, and I didn't understand that, and so I retaliated, you know, which I shouldn't have, and I made some cutting remarks to her. And so I'm learning a little bit more as I go along. That's why the Lord told me to learn how to live with my wife according to knowledge, because most men don't understand women, and most women don't understand men. But anyway, we got over that. And of course, whenever God brought Cheryl into my life, I will have to say that we have had a few disagreements in our life, even though God put us together. I mean, here I'm a man well set in my ways, and here she is a woman well set in her ways. And so we've had to work together. I mean, but now, praise God, you know, we've been married 6 years and we're getting along real good. I will have to say, we have very few disagreements anymore, don't we, honey? Oh, you just pray, okay. Yeah, whenever I do something now, instead of her saying something, she just goes to God and say, Lord, you got to change him or soften his heart. See, so I don't ever know nothing. See, I just go on, see. But the Lord, he'll work on my heart. He'll change me. But the Lord has given us freedom from sin. And so we're now a slave of Christ. Verse 23 and 24. We'll go on here just a little bit longer. God purchased you at a high price, so don't be enslaved by the world. You were bought with a tremendous price, the blood of Jesus. So, dear brothers and sisters, whatever situation you were in when you became a believer, stay there in your new relationship with Christ. So whatever you did, you know, unless he calls you out to do something else, just stay where you are. Verse 25 and 26. Now, about the young women who are not yet married. Now, this in the King James, instead of saying young women, he says the virgins. Now, these are the young women. These are the virgins that have never been married. Now, about the virgins who are not yet married, I do not have a command from the Lord for them. Now then, this is a sad thing today. In the church, even, there is very few virgin men or women. They're just rare, almost non-existent. People are just, they just go out and have sex. You know, we see too much television. You know, television has ruined the world. And men and women look at what's on television, they think that's the way the world is. And boy, it has really made us rotten. So I would recommend that if you have television in your home and you have children, that you do not let your children watch television or even cartoons. You know, be very selective. I will have to say lately, Cheryl has been buying us some movies from AFA, the American Family Association, and we've been listening to a few of those. And last night I was wanting to study, and her and Caitlin wanted to watch a little movie. And I saw it had a little pig on the front of it. And I said, oh, is that Babe? She said, no, it's a movie like that, but it's not Babe. Well, I'd seen Babe a couple of times. So I said, okay, I'm not interested in the pig movie. And so I'm just going to read and study and do some things. I can read emails while they're watching this movie. It's going to take an hour, hour and a half, whatever. And that little thing comes on, and within 5 minutes, I'm hooked. I watched the whole thing. It was so cute. What was the name of it? Charlotte's Web? Yeah, it was a little movie about a pig. The new one, it's a brand new one that AFA has made about Charlotte's Web, about the spider. But it was very good, clean cut. I mean, my grandbabies come in, Madison and Preston, they came in and saw it, and man, they in a second, they were hooked. They're sitting down in front of the TV, and they stayed till the end. It was really good. It was a really cute little movie. Now, those are the kind of movies you can watch. You know, they're really entertaining. They're clean. You know, they're just good. But, you know, so much of the stuff that's out there is junk, and you don't want your children to be impressed by the junk of the world. And so you turn the stupid thing off. But he said about the virgins who are not yet married, I do not have a command from the Lord for them, but the Lord in his kindness has given me wisdom that can be trusted, and I will share it with you. Now, because of the present crisis, are we in a crisis today? We're always in a crisis. There's been a crisis 2,000 years ago, and there's still a crisis today. So because of the present crisis, I think it is best to remain just as you are. Verse 27 and 28. If you have a wife, do not end the marriage. If you do not have a wife, do not get married. But if you do get married, it is not a sin. And if a young woman gets married, or a virgin gets married, it is not a sin. However, I am trying to spare you the extra problems that come with marriage. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you, I want you to be serious with me now. How many of you have been, or married, or have been married more than just a day or two, and maybe some of you 50 or 60 years, and never, not one time, never have ever had a disagreement with your spouse? Okay, that's what I thought. Nobody, okay. So see here, this is true, isn't it? I'm trying to spare you the extra problems that come with marriage. Do problems come with marriage? Sure they do. I mean, you're going to have these days. And so you just have to realize you're going to have them. And so since you saw 100% in here have had their problems, you just got to realize that if you get married or if you are married, that when the problems come, what do? You work through the problem. Is that right? Sure. You don't even, should divorce be anything that, I mean, this is what gets me. If a man and woman have a little problem, he says to her, well, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to divorce you. Should a woman ever hear that from her husband? That should never even be a word that's in his vocabulary. If I was God and you was my son and you told that girl that I'd give you that, I would bust your rear end. That's what I would do with you. I'd give you a whooping. Aren't you glad I'm not God? Because if I was God, I'd be bigger than you are. And you couldn't have nothing to say about it. But, you know, God really does bust us for those things, and we don't realize it's him. You know, he does things to us, he judges us, and we don't even realize where the judgment or the pain or the suffering's coming from, do we? But it's God. He doesn't like divorce, he hates divorce, and he tells us that we're not to get divorced. But if you do get married, it is not a sin. And if a young virgin gets married, it is not a sin. However, I'm trying to spare you the extra problems that comes with marriage, because they come with marriage. There's a few little problems, but the good things that go with marriage are good too. You know, I love that part. All the good things. And like I say, I love it, you know, whenever we go out to eat in the afternoons or wherever, here at home or wherever, go somewhere, do something, or just sit around and talk. Or when I'm studying, Cheryl comes by and says, honey, let's go have a glass of tea or whatever. And we just go in here and sit here for 30 minutes or whatever, or sometimes an hour, just talk. I just love talking to my mate. Isn't that wonderful? When you can just be at home together. It's just nice to have somebody in the house with you. You know, it's really nice, you know. And last night, she laughed at me. She was in there playing on her piano, and she was playing some of my old Baptist songs. And so I go in there and sit down, put my arm around her, and I start singing with her. You know, man, I'm singing. She's laughing at my singing. I don't care. That's okay, you know. I can sing with her because she's my mate. You know, I could care less whether, you know, you like my singing or not. I don't care, you know, because I don't sing very loud in here. So don't have to worry about my singing. However, I'm trying to spare you the extra problems that come with marriage. Verse 29 and 30. Now, let me say this, dear brothers and sisters. The time that remains is very short. Now, Paul made that statement 2,000 years ago. Well, let me tell you how... That time's really short today, isn't it? Before the coming of the Lord. The time that remains is very short. So husbands should not let marriage be their major concern. happiness or sadness or wealth should not keep anyone from doing God's work. And that's what I say about marriage. I'm so grateful that my mate doesn't put great demands on me that when I'm studying or whatever, that she comes and tells me, I want you to go do this or do that. If she knows I'm studying, preparing, she just lets me stay there. If I stay there 4 hours or 6 hours or whatever, she may come by and want to go have a bite to eat with me or have a glass of tea or something, but she doesn't come and demand that I go do something with her when I'm studying the Word. She gives me the time to do God's work. 31 and 32. Those in frequent contact with the things of the world should make good use of them without becoming attached to them. Let me tell you, with what's going on in the world today, whatever you do, don't become attached to anything of the world. Do you know that all the things that we fight and squabble over, and I think about that divorce I was talking about a while ago with that husband and wife fighting and squabbling, who's going to get this, who's going to get the kids, who's going to get the car, all the money, all the things. Do you know that in one heartbeat, all of that could be gone? In one heartbeat. I mean, just think. What if just like the other day, I was watching TV and a humongous tornado come through somewhere. And I forget where it was, but when I watched the news the other evening, there was just a whole section that was nothing but debris. I mean, big, beautiful homes had been there. Nothing. It was all gone. How long did it take? Seconds. Seconds. What it took thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to build, and hours and hours, weeks and months, that big tornado went through and it was all gone. Everything, lost everything. Just like in Haiti. We all are familiar with that. In Haiti, 250,000 people plus were dead in a few minutes. 250,000. That's a lot. You know that? And they were all alive 1 minute, and then just a few minutes later, everything was gone. Everything will pass away. The world and all it contains will pass away.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, To Marry or Not, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.